I've just got back from a couple of days up in my boat in North Wales at Conwy, where the new deck is being put on, and it's been brilliant, really. I've had an amazing time. It's good to see the lads getting on with what they do best, which is putting the teak deck on, and Barry up there is masterminding everything, and we've got electricians coming in and engineers, new gas system, windlass being sorted out, all manner of things going on. But the really exciting thing for me that's happened to me in the last few days is the rediscovery of really old-fashioned engineering. When we took the cylinder head off the old Bentley in the winter, earlier in the winter, I should say, we took it away to a little guy round the corner here who has an engineering shop, and he skimmed it for us and cleaned it up. And it was great going into his place. It's a very, very small establishment, and I didn't actually get to go into the Holy of Holies at the back. They just have a counter. But even getting up to the counter was pretty exciting, because the chaps appear at the back like little gnomes coming out of a dark hole, and you wonder what's going on in there. It's like something out of Norse legend, really. You imagine they're in a cave under a mountain, and you hand them a lump of horrible old metal, and what you get back is this beautiful thing. So that was good. But with the boat, we've found more places like this, and it's been terrific. We had to take an obscure part to an engineer who was going to be able to make it right. It was to do with the engine controls on the boat, which are attached to the binnacle, and they're very American. And you have a throttle control and a gear lever, and they're separate. And they flapped in the breeze, really. They did what they were supposed to do, but there was absolutely no accuracy about them, so that when you put the engine in ahead, you didn't know what was going to happen, if it was going to go in or whether it wasn't, and going into a stern was a lottery. So anchoring was, well, quite humiliating, really, because you tried to put the boat where you wanted her, and you were not going to happen. It wasn't going to happen. Yeah, she went where she wanted to go because you couldn't really control her. So I needed to fix that. I got the shafts out that were connecting the levers to the push-pull mechanism that goes down to the engine and the gearbox, and I found that they'd just been cobbled up, really. Nobody had ever done it properly. There was a flat on the shaft, and there was no corresponding flat inside the hole in the lever which offered up to the shaft. Neither was there a grub screw. They'd just sort of jammed them on and hoped for the best. So that was clueless. So I had to take the binnacle apart, get these little shafts out, and take them to an engineering shop called BBH in Bangor in North Wales. And going in there was a treat. You walk in, and it's dark and tall and quite small, really, and there are lathes everywhere, and workbenches and swarf, and a couple of chaps working away on things that you can't even understand. And this delightful man came out, who was very gentle and very kind, considered my problem and looked at the pieces and said, Yeah, we'll do that. End of the week, do you? Yeah, okay. And it was great, because the guys at the yard, they didn't know what the answer to this particular question was, and neither did I. But so long as I took the bits down, they said, the guys at BBH will find an answer. They'll do it for you, and you don't have to worry. It'll be right. And just going in there and seeing them, I know it will be. And then there was something else, much bigger scale. I got about 40 fathoms of 3/8 chain on the boat, and like most people's 3/8 chain, it's seen better days, so I had to do something with that. To cut a long story short, I threw it all in the back of the car. That was pretty interesting. Put an extra 5 PSI in all the tyres, and away we went. We went to Wolverhampton, on the outskirts of Birmingham, to get this job done. And there, at BE Wedge, is a huge factory, proper old-fashioned factory. And they do nothing but hot dip galvanizing in there. It's an astonishing place. All around is industrial wasteland and depressed area, and people looking as if they want to shoot themselves. And you come around a little one-way system, and you arrive at this huge door, and the trucks going in and out. And inside there are forklifts buzzing around, and there's a little office with chaps in woolly hats and brown coats and Brummie accents. And they ask you what you want, and you tell them, and say, Yeah, that's all right, mate, we'll sort that out for you. And a man arrives, you pull it out the car, chuck it onto a pallet, and away it goes on a forklift. You sign a couple of papers, nobody does any internet, there's no email, nothing like that, and that's it. And away in the distance, across this huge factory floor, you can see the vats where it's all happening, where the molten metal is bubbling. And there are guys in hard hats with goggles on, and smoke and steam belching out of it and things going in there. And, oh, God, it's exciting. This is heavy industry. This is what Britain was built on. And it's all there in Birmingham. It's still happening, but only just all around this oasis of labour, hard case, real engineering, there was a wasteland. A bit like Shelley and Ozymandias. It was a bit like seeing that with the lone and level sands stretching far away. I don't know what to make of all this, really. I wonder if you do. Talk to you soon.